using the FAS, using and maintaining the final assembly schedule. FAS involves adjusting planning factors or customer and supplier orders. The goal is to keep the FAS in alignment with actual capacity and material constraints set at the master production schedule, MPS, level while keeping production efficient. Let's start by seeing what can happen if the FAS is unrealistic. Consequences of an unrealistic FAS. A final assembly schedule is typically based on the backlog of work in the final assembly area. This will be driven by actual customer orders, and most organizations will make customer order promises based on how much backlog they currently have. The backlog is typically expressed in periods such as days or weeks of work. The consequences of producing an unrealistic FAS are similar to those of producing an unrealistic MPS, in that production priorities will not be able to be honored, production efficiency and worker morale may suffer, and customer orders will be negatively impacted. However, the consequences of an unrealistic FAS can potentially be more severe than those of an unrealistic MPS, because an FAS is based entirely on actual customer orders and has no forecasted component, meaning that any change will directly impact a customer order. Safety stocks may exist only in the form of raw materials or modules. If so, the only way to expedite an order will be to move it in front of other customer orders, because everything needs manufacturing or assembly. Managing the consequences of an unrealistic FAS can involve planning and coordinating changes in various planning factors or other areas. Measuring FAS performance is a proactive step to promote creation of a feasible and cost-effective FAS in the first place. Planning and coordinating changes. The FAS process may require changes to fix short-term issues or proactive steps to reduce the chance of future failures. In the short term, the primary way to change the FAS is to reprioritize customer orders by changing their operation sequencing. This may require discussions with customers to determine which customers will be willing to accept a lead time longer than originally promised. When customer orders are shifted in sequence, it is important to also review the impact on incoming supplies, since these may have already been ordered. It may be necessary to expedite some orders and request delays on others. Focusing on one or more larger customer orders might fix a supply/demand imbalance without impacting other orders significantly. Planning and coordinating longer-term changes can involve changes in the following areas. Inventory levels. MTO and ATO organizations can adjust inventory levels of raw materials or components by adjusting target ending inventories or revising safety stock levels. This can create a buffer to enable FAS changes at the cost of higher inventory levels. Backlog sizes. If orders are consistently being completed late, the maximum size of the production queue can be reduced to more realistic levels. In this way, order promising would schedule new orders in later periods. This can also help keep raw materials and component inventory levels low, since materials will not be ordered until closer to when they will actually be produced, rather than being ordered and then waiting in a queue. Capacity. Rather than increasing lead times, the organization can invest in more resources to alleviate bottleneck areas. Since bottleneck areas might shift regularly due to the variability of demand, this needs careful consideration. Excess capacity has a cost, and the organization might also reduce capacity in little-used work centers. Time fences. Since only customer orders are considered in the frozen zone defined by the demand time fence, the FAS should be finalized by this period. In the slushy zone, orders for raw materials and modules have been placed for purchase or manufacture based on their master production schedules. Adjustments may be made to the duration of the planning time fence to ensure that the cumulative lead time for the longest potential configuration of options can be accommodated. Product and process designs. If certain product configurations result in undesirable lead times or production inefficiencies, unprofitable options or hard-to-source raw materials might be removed from product options. Processes might be redesigned to enable assembly to be faster. ATO works best with products that have short lead times, supply factors. Order lot sizes or supplier safety stock levels could be renegotiated, or closer suppliers with shorter lead times might be found to ensure that cumulative lead times for various configurations are short and consistent. Measuring FAS performance. The only way to know how and if the FAS process needs to be improved is to measure actual performance against the FAS. The frequency and magnitude of variances from the plan should be monitored over time. Here are some potential FAS performance measurements: order accuracy, product quality, order lead time, order profitability, number of orders requiring rescheduling.